When U of I student Jake Hendy was asked to contribute a blog describing his daily routine, he was skeptical at first as to whether he'd really have anything interesting to say.
My biggest concern was not that life was not exciting, but can I frame it in that sense that I actually felt it, and that going back to telling the punchline of a joke, and if nobody gets it, there's no point to telling it. So I think that was the biggest obstacle.
The sophomore forestry major says he then realized that between student activities, academics, and the sometimes strange happenings around them, that he was able to write up something at least once a week without having to give it much thought.
The other night I slept outside to get Rose Bowl tickets, and I wasn't thinking about writing a blog about it, and then I talked to my mom on the phone, and she said, yeah, you should write a blog about that. I want to read about that. So, yeah, I wouldn't say I have had to search yet.
The U of I's Office of Admissions says it was looking to expand resources for potential students as well as their parents. Admissions hired a diverse group of 6 bloggers at the start of the fall semester, chosen among different academic departments and honors programs. Michelle Rice is a media and communications specialist who oversees the work. She says what may sound boring to the average student, handling classes, studies, and outside activities, is exactly what those in high school want to know more about.
They know that they can come to the University of Illinois and receive a prestigious degree, but it's really the student life aspect that is that unknown. They're just not sure. They see a lot of students on campus, but what actually happens here?
And for those who don't like to read online, potential U of I students can watch interviews conducted around campus.
It's a huge campus, but when you participate in a lot of different activities, you are able to carve a little niche for yourself.
Living in Champaign, it's all the benefits of a big city, but with that small town feel.
The U of I chose interview subjects in the same way it chose student bloggers. Doug Burgett is the creative director for the university's Office of Communications for Enrollment Management.
I don't know if it's the best way, but it's an alternative way, and we're looking to get word out as many ways as we possibly can.
While the admissions office conducted interviews, bloggers posted some of the videos themselves. Burgett says they all found a knack for talking about campus life in an interview in the same way they would with the written word.
Those videos are a little bit more candid and a glimpse into kind of the daily adventure type of thing, but they're all very natural on camera.
I decided I should probably start getting some work done, but I haven't been very successful.
This is one of the reasons why. YouTube. It's the downfall of any student when they're trying to work on a computer.
On a YouTube video on her blog, U of I senior Anita Churi even explained the downside of favorite student websites like YouTube as well as Facebook. Churi says there are temptations to write some negative things about the university on her blog, but she always accompanies them with solutions.
Some of us wrote about spending a lot of money on books, and then we also gave suggestions of how to save money. And when I wrote about diversity initiatives on campus, I wrote about participating in a student panel with the provost so that we could actually talk with administrators about that. So just to show that even though there are negative things, they aren't hopeless situations. There are still things that we can do to improve the university.
The web material is edited, but Michelle Rice with the Office of Admissions says her main job is to help organize the blogging and help students come up with topics. Web posters say the blogs are getting their share of feedback, all positive. Visits to the YouTube videos are up as well, including one produced by the U of I that's gotten more than 1,000 hits. For a look at all the internet-based material, visit YouTube and do a search on the University of Illinois. And you can go to the Office of Admissions website, which plans to add links to the video material soon. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.